Todd Thompson. Good morning, Todd. Thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
Hey, good morning. How you guys doing?
Well, we're doing pretty good. Native of Parma, live now. You're in Orlando, Florida. That's where your location is these days, right?
Yeah, I've been in Orlando for about 30 years now, I guess.
Ah, working
been that long, jeez.
And where have you on today? Because you have a film that's going to be premiering or showing at the Chagrin Documentary Film Fest called Woman in Motion. Tell us about this film.
Well, Woman in Motion, it's the story, the widely unknown story, about Nichelle Nichols, who played Lieutenant Uhura on Star Trek. It kind of chronicles her, not only life as an actress and as a Broadway dancer and performer, but, you know, more importantly, what she did after all that with regards to changing the face of the space program as we know it today.
How did you come to know that story of her life?
I got a very random phone call like 4 years ago from a producing partner of mine who I'm working with on another project. And he was, you know, it was one of those phone calls where it just came through and said, hey, we're doing this, no questions asked, and we're going to do it, you know, in time for the Star Trek 50th. And so we got the film done. It wasn't done in time for the 50th for a couple different reasons, but it turned out to be a beautiful film.
Star Trek or Star Wars? I see that you Star Wars inspired you to do what you do today, but I hear you got a film that focuses on Star Trek.
Yeah, but we're all friends, right? I did get inspired with Star Wars when I was a kid, and yeah, I grew up with Star Trek as well. But Star Trek always reminded me of Saturday nights, you know, at the dinner table when my mom was off volunteering at bingo. My dad would pop the TV dinners in the oven, and we'd watch Star Trek episodes on a little black and white TV in the kitchen. So that was my memory of Star Trek back when I was a kid. But I've just formed a whole new appreciation for not only the series, but, you know, Gene Roddenberry and, of course, Nichelle, just in the course of doing this film over the last 4 years.
Todd, where did you get a lot of your source material? Where did you turn?
Well, actually, we turned right to Nichelle, believe it or not. The whole film is based on this 400-page report, executive summary report that she did after completing her mission with NASA. And it was literally the blueprint for our story. It was amazingly detailed. It chronicled her entire campaign with NASA in an effort to recruit diverse astronauts for the space program. And it was really from Nichelle. And then, of course, from there, we, you know, partnered with NASA and Space Florida and various different sources, CBS Entertainment, if you will. And that's different sources around the world, you know, for the rest of the material. But a lot of it came just straight from Nichelle.
Her effort, did it work? Did it accomplish the goal?
100%. I mean, it's working to this day. I mean, she literally created the Star Trek universe, and not only in our space program today, but I think, you know, in the world overall. I mean, the minute we start seeing examples of diversity and things that, you know, back in the day were considered taboo, or whether they be racial or cultural differences, I mean, she really tore down barriers and changed the world we see today.
What does she say about her role in that? You know, she's an artist, really, foremost, and yet here we are talking more science in that. But what did she see that her role became from that, you know, short time on that series?
Well, it's interesting. I mean, I guess, you know, if you were to go back in time and live it day by day with her, she probably wouldn't have the foresight to see where it was all going. But in looking back, I mean, it all made perfect sense. I mean, she literally took the philosophies and some of the storylines that were, you know, the foundation of each Star Trek episode, the original series, and recreated them in real life. And it just kind of goes back to the whole phrase where, you know, art inspires life and life imitates art. So, you know, a lot of those principles and even, you know, gadgets and whatnot that were in the original Star Trek series, we're using them today if you really look at it. So it's pretty remarkable.
Well, you know that there's fans for, you know, William Shatner and Leonard Nimoy at the time and those. Did she talk about the fans' inspiration from her or her encounter, or even those of young women who looked at her, or those people of minority who thought, you know, even though it was a character, it still inspired them to do things in that arena?
Oh, yeah, there's been many people that have come forward and talked about her as the inspiration when they were a child. I mean, Whoopi Goldberg used to watch her on TV. She's good friends to this day with both Whoopi and a gal named Mae Jemison, who became the first African-American woman in space. But yeah, I mean, the fans keep it going. I mean, she's in her 80s now, and she gets up every day and is pretty much traveling every day, you know, for the fans. I mean, she loves seeing the fans, and that's what keeps her going every day, I think.
Has she had a chance to see the documentary? And if so, what kind of feedback?
Not yet. She has not seen it yet. We're kind of saving it for her for a big surprise coming up here. But, I think she's going to love it. We showed enough people close enough to her just to kind of get a gauge, and everyone seemed extremely happy with it. So I think she will be as well.
What's some of your film work that led you to this documentary at this point in your career?
What was the question?
What is some of your film work that has led you to, you know, make a documentary at this time in your career?
Well, I think it started off when I was a kid. I mean, my dad took me to see Star Wars when I was 7. My aunt and uncle, Stephen May Petragala in Medina, Ohio, owned the Medina Theater, so I saw a lot of my first run movies there. You know, started off, you know, sitting in the seats, and as I got older, I got to venture up to the projection booth and watch those films through the little projection window up top. So I think it started off then when I was a child, and then, you know, moving into more of my adulthood, working in front of the camera on certain movies, like I worked on Rosewood down here in Florida. I was in Tennessee for The Green Mile. Just different projects along the way just really inspire you. And it's not so much just the project, it's the people working on them, you know, getting to work with Frank Darabont, who directed The Green Mile and Shawshank Redemption. He's one of my favorite directors. And John Singleton, of course, on Rosewood. So that's been a great source of inspiration. And then you know, I worked with Disney for 21 years as a director producer. So of course that kept my creative juices flowing. And then I additionally would direct and produce various short films along the way that put me in next to and collaborating with some really incredible talent, both in front and behind the camera.
I see too, on October 5th, you're going to take part in a panel discussion on the changing face of documentary film. What is the changing face?
Well, I think it's a combination of a few things. I think the films that are coming out of Hollywood, if you will, are much different today than they were when I was a kid growing up. I mean, Hollywood seems to be banking a lot on franchise movies, remakes, things like of that nature, which leaves, you know, really an open door and an open door of opportunity for independent filmmakers like myself to create and tell super special stories that, you know, the studios may not be interested in initially because, you know, they're not based on a Marvel character or based on a Star Wars character, if you will. So it really opens up an opportunity for storytellers like myself. And then also, on the distribution side, platforms like Netflix and Amazon Prime and Apple TV and whatnot, they're all just constantly searching for content. And in the not-so-off future here, Disney's going to be launching Disney Plus, and NBC Universal is going to be launching the Peacock. So all of that content that's on Netflix and Prime, if you will, that are owned by those studios are going to be leaving and going to those specific platforms, which, again, leaves a huge gap for independent storytellers like myself to tell stories and get them out there and put them on those platforms. So it's really kind of an exciting time.
Woman in Motion will be screened Thursday, October 3rd, and also Sunday, October 6th at the Chagrin Falls Documentary Film Festival. People can get tickets for that as well and see what other fun documentaries that are out there for people to see. You've been in Florida for many years. Have you ever been to a launch of anything from the space program?
Yeah, absolutely. I can actually see the launches from my front yard, believe it or not. They're right across the lake. It's looking due east, so you can see the rockets go up. But yeah, I've seen them many, many times living here. And then, of course, working on the film, we've got some pretty up close heated experiences, if you will. Wow. Very close to the launch pad.
I thought I was lucky because I have a baseball stadium across my highway that I could watch fireworks on a Friday night if they so choose. Here you've got launch into space on occasion. I suppose maybe after a while you kind of don't even look when you hear the noise, perhaps.
But well, we have the fireworks in the backyard looking at Disney and Universal.
Wow.
So we got launches in the front yard and fireworks in the backyard.
Wow.
So
they're living.
We don't even need a TV here. We just enjoy the outdoors.
Sure. Well, we appreciate you joining this morning, Todd, and look forward to coming back to the area to screen your film for folks.
I'm super excited to come home and share the film with my family and friends and everyone attending this festival. So come on out and check it out.
Is there a place people can go to get more information or look up to see what's happening with this film?
My website is a company, Stars North Film, so it's starsnorth.com. There's information about the film there. And then, of course, womaninmotion.com. It's woman-in-motion.com is the website specifically for the film, so people can read a little more about it there as well.
Todd, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it. Take care, guys.